can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? It is your big homie, Kodak. This is the Big Homie's House, another episode. Got some homies in the building. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. You got a mic. You know, we're going to share mics there. We got a lot of people up here. What's going on?
What's up?
How you feeling? You good?
I'm good.
Talking to it again?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, there you go. There you go.
What's on?
Well, tell the people who you are so they know what's going on.
I am Kendall Dior, and I am a content creator.
Oh, okay, content creation. Let's go. Who's next? Who's next?
Paolo. Pablo Punish. I'm a content creator. I think.
That's what you got to put
it
under.
I think I am.
For sure. For sure. Pass it to Nye.
Okay. And I'm Nye So Glam.
For sure. How you doing now? You good? Welcome
I'm
back.
I'm doing great. Welcome back. I'm back. And I'm doing great. And I'm a content creator too.
I like it. I like it. And of course, we got big homie JoJo on the end. And hey, another episode with the homies. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Good.
Feeling great. How you, Pablo?
Okay, okay. Now, let me see what I got on my list of things to talk about.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, I just be taking notes on everything. So, no, I actually got a question for the ladies because it's just something I thought about when I was on. So, say you about to link with a dude, right? You about to link with a guy, but you get in and you see he still got a condom on the floor.
I'm dead.
Are you... Are you following through or are you not engaging in that at the moment?
And he got a condom on the floor.
He got a condom on the
How
floor.
How old was it?
What?
How old
was it? Like old? Like was it dried up or was it like fresh. Still like, yeah, like.
It's fresh.
Oh. I think I would be good. Like, I'm
You'd
good.
Be good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, what do you mean good? Like you still doing it or what?
I'm good. Like I'm going home.
You going what? Okay. Going home? Why?
You was good, like we're still going. I'm
no,
like,
I'm like
oh,
I
no.
think I'm good. Like I'm good. I'm good.
Why?
Cut. I mean, like it's wet. Like it's just that no, means it just happened. So you should be good too.
No, he's not good. That's why he wants you.
That's on him though. He should have finished. Like you know, got it good over there.
So because he got some coochie before you got there, you don't want him no more.
But no, if it was older, if it was like older and it was like all right, that's. But then that's like kind of dirty. Like why is that on the floor?
Things happen like that. Where do you put a condom? Well, you know.
Where would you put it?
Well, if I'm in the act, I'm not thinking like, hey, let me go put this in the trash can right now or something. You're gonna throw that shit on the floor or some shit. But I usually try to like clean up like right out there and all that, but like it's been times where low key, bro, I forgot, bro. Like that should be in the trash can or some shit. Like,
but it's in the trash.
But what if you went over to chick's house and she had a condom on the floor?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm out of there.
You out of there?
I'm out of there, bro.
Oh man,
I'm out of there.
You gotta give it a day.
I gotta let it air out, bro.
Damn. JoJo, what you doing? What you doing? Oh, you not talking? Okay. What you doing? What you doing now?
Okay, so I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
You leaving?
Yes. I mean, like, it depends. Like, if this is a new guy I was talking to, I probably would prefer you had sex before I got there. But you couldn't clean up for me. You knew I was
so it's
coming
just
over.
The effort.
Yeah, you just knew I was coming over, and you wouldn't get rid of this. But if this
nasty.
Was my man. I'm about to kill him.
What'd you say, JoJo?
I think it's nasty. I think if you just had sex with a bitch and then you calling me over there, I think you have a fucking problem.
Look,
but it's not even if you went and had sex with somebody, that's your business. But you don't even care to clean up to make sure I don't know that.
It's not even a part of like, I guess that's a part of it because like you got me fucked up because where's the respect? But when I come over there, are we expecting to fuck? Like, is he expecting for me to have sex
with him? No, you're coming over there for that.
Too fuck.
You know. It's somebody you know.
Oh, I'm definitely leaving.
It may be old, maybe some old work, maybe old body.
Because it's like you said, why didn't you clean first of all? And then why
you
is it still on the floor?
And you didn't
you
clean
know what?
It
that's,
up.
A, that, that's a good point.
Actually, no, I take that back. It depends on how good his dick is.
Oh, okay.
That dick must be
that changes everything.
Good.
Now, if I'm going through it, like, and I know I need some dick, and I know we not together, and that's just what he's there for, and I see it, I'm going to be like, not you just had a bitch over here. Okay, go take a shower. And you better have some more nut in there because we finna go again.
Damn. JoJo Ruthless. Right?
JoJo Ruthless. No, okay.
She going for it.
No, seriously. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'm not going
He not
it.
My nigga. We just fucking. Like, yeah, what am I upset about? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all just... Yeah, you over there for the same thing the person that just left came over.
Exactly. And apparently she didn't get the job done because he calling me. So now I got to finish him off.
You said, what is it, a line?
Okay, Mortal Kombat. Like, what is it? She got to finish him.
A revolving door of people just coming in.
Yes.
Yeah. She didn't.
She's not a starter. She's a finisher.
She didn't whoop-de-wop the whoop-de-weep the right way. So
I wouldn't just want to be the finisher.
You wouldn't want to be the finisher?
I'm the finisher?
Oh, why not?
But, I mean... Why though? Like, as far as like a line of people, and I'm the last one.
Yeah, you the last one because he know that you gone.
But come on, that's sad. You got people coming, and you couldn't come.
That ain't got nothing to do with
but
it.
But you couldn't clean up.
And well, you couldn't get it up. Me. Like, why I gotta see it?
Like, exactly. You couldn't throw the condom away?
Right.
I mean, so y'all never had a situation to where you've had a guy you was dealing with, and he had like some leftover something. It may not have been a condom, but it's been like female products or something. Like, I had a nigga. I had an actual boyfriend, like a nigga.
Yeah, me too.
And I like went in his crib and went to go to bed, and it was like eyelash extensions in his bed type shit.
What'd he say?
He didn't say shit because his mouth was swole.
Oh.
Here he said, I like JoJo. Oh. That's how you do him. That's how you gotta do him. I'm just saying, y'all never had that.
JoJo, we ended the last one, but you wanted to ask me a question. It was about how could I be with somebody and then still have sexual urges for other people?
Right? Yeah. Well, I can elaborate on that. I just for the beginning of the episode, I'm sorry, y'all, I was pissed off. Kodak pissed me off. So I'm trying to get back in my mood. I gotta apologize to the people who was trying to figure out why the fuck I wasn't speaking. I gotta let them know.
Disturbing people's peace, but don't want her peace disturbed.
So I don't care. I'm a Capricorn. Now, anyways, Kodak said that he had a girlfriend. That's what he said. I don't know how.
That was last episode. I don't know about this one.
Last episode was yesterday.
They ain't got to know that.
So
that's why I'm stopping numbering these motherfuckers.
Did y'all break up that fast?
He said that he was in a relationship, but someone that we had here on the show, he said like he wants to fuck her. And I'm like, so you can't say in the same sentence that you got a girlfriend, but you want to fuck another girl. Like, why?
Okay, and my rebuttal for that is...
You had overnight to think about it. That's not fair.
No, I had my answer ready yesterday.
No, because you brought it up. So that means you ready, prepared for your answer.
I said that yesterday. Okay, I keep saying yesterday. Last week, I said that on the last episode, I have the answer. Stay tuned. Click. That's why I turned that bitch off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at Kendall. If you got a dude, does that automatically mean that you stop finding other dudes attractive?
No.
Exactly.
That's not what we're saying, though. That's not
sound like she said something else.
No, that's not what we're saying, because I could be in a relationship right now. That don't mean that I won't be like, damn,
I will fuck the shit out of Michael B. Jordan.
I
know what you're saying. But, so let me answer that. What you exactly trying to say. I know what you're saying. And yes, if I'm with my girl and SZA, want to put that pussy on?
You're going to fuck her.
Hey, am I wrong?
If you're in a relationship, yes, you're wrong.
Look, it shouldn't matter who it is.
But it shouldn't matter who it
is. Okay, so then if a girl hits you up and say, oh, yeah, we're in a relationship, but listen, Drake in my DMs and he want to fuck me. And am I wrong for fucking Drake?
Nah, you not. But go be with a dude that's going to allow that.
Yeah, my point is exactly.
They going for Drake.
You feel me?
They going for Drake?
I'm not going for Drake.
They going to say, just go ahead. No, I ain't going to lie.
They're like 90%.
I've had some, I'm sure you guys probably have as well, had like some top tier niggas in your DMs. And I've had relationship. And I was in relationships, and niggas is not going. Like, you can't just sit there and fuck your nigga's favorite basketball player and think he finna watch the game the same way.
No. But some
it's
dudes,
not gonna happen.
Some dudes are like that.
He's not gonna be listening to Drake. He gonna be listening to Drake.
But I'm supposed to listen to SZA after my nigga just fucked her.
You want to fuck SZA too?
Right, same difference.
But we not talking about it together.
Who said I wanted to fuck SZA? But you never said to do it together. You said you was gonna fuck SZA.
This is how I feel personally. I personally feel like if I'm in a relationship and my man had an opportunity to fuck a bitch that he's always dreamed about fucking, I would let him fuck her if he tell me.
If you tell you.
Yeah, if you do that shit behind my back, I'm going to have a problem with it. Because with me, I understand what sex is to a man,
And some women, me being one of them, like, sex ain't really that.
Real shit. Say it louder.
Sex is just sex. Like, it's the extra shit that makes sex too much. You know, like, if you still conversing with this bitch afterwards, or y'all Netflix and chilling, or y'all meeting up, linking up and shit, and y'all fucking, that's a problem. But if you just fuck a bitch and then move her on, then okay, like, I can understand that.
In extenuating circumstances like that, I wouldn't have a problem telling my girl what the situation is. Hey, look, SZA in my DMs right now. I bring her home.
But you can't do that if Drake was in her DMs.
But what happens when when SZA makes this nigga her nigga? Because your nigga's going to go in there and fuck the shit out of SZA.
Hello.
He's going to
do things he never did for you. He's going to do the most for SZA.
That's true,
SZA's taking your nigga.
SZA not taking my nigga.
If your nigga going there and do some shit he ain't did to you to SZA, what if this is the best thing SZA ever had? Girl SZA's at that. Already okay with sharing niggas.
Mm-mm. See, my thing is...
That is true, cuz.
She already
be okay with it, you not.
You just got
to
be...
You going to lose your nigga to SZA.
No, there's just certain things that you just have to be secure about. Like, I'm 1,000,000,000,000,000,000% secure about my pussy and my sex game. Ain't no female taking any nigga that I done fucked away from me, and that's on period. And it's because, like, with sex, whatever my man want to do, let's do it. You want to go fuck over this balcony? Let's go fuck over this balcony. Like, you want to go fuck in this elevator with these clear fucking windows and shit? Let's do it. Like, whatever my man want to do, I'm going to do it. So it's nothing that he's going to be able to say, like, that he did with her that he couldn't do with me, because that's not something he can say.
But I don't know if it's going to just be sexual.
You could date a porn star.
Huh?
You could date a porn star.
Yeah, I know. But it's over with.
You could because that's the mind frame that you got to have to date somebody in our industry. Like, you can't be...
I'm not going to say, like, I would prefer my man to be out here fucking other women. I don't prefer that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I would prefer him to only fuck me, especially if he's giving me great dick. I don't want him giving other bitches great dick. But if there is a situation to where there is someone that is... somebody that he really, really want to fuck. Like, to be honest, he either going to do it with your permission or without it.
Yeah. Damn.
That's definitely true. But that's the same thing about what these niggas are saying. You can't go fuck Drake. But if I wanted to fuck Drake, I'm not going to let my man tell me can't fuck Drake.
And you can't. And that's something you cannot tell your man. You can't tell him.
You can't stop any adults from doing anything they want to do. When you're not there, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So you either, like, it's best to just be honest. Right. But, you know, everybody's not going to agree.
They're not going to agree. I mean, because...
But it's still going to happen. You could be like, you better not go fuck SZA. Soon as you turn your back, he'll be with SZA.
SZA is offering the coochie, is getting picked up.
I mean,
ain't no question.
We know it.
Know it. It's like, at that point, you just make a decision now. I mean, some people may look at it like that's just disrespectful.
It's kind of like requesting PTO for a vacation. You already scheduled.
Okay, hello.
Mm-hmm. I'm going. I'm letting you know that I'm going.
No cap.
Yeah. Or it's just hard to be in those situations because a female, she knows how much sex means to a man or even to herself. Because sex to me, like, it's just like, okay, whatever. And so, but it's like a man can't do that with his woman. Now, I can be like, okay, yeah, go ahead, go do that. I know you, just go. But if let me try to do that. It's not, it's over with. He's not going to let me, he's not going to let me do that. Even though, to me, sex is just sex. Like, I'm not going to get emotionally attached. But there go that point where he might feel like Drake can take me. Because now, at this point, he probably thinking, not even dick-wise, he thinking financial-wise.
But SZA has the same, probably the same, I don't know her finances.
But you mean, like, financial-wise as well?
Yeah, but she can take your nigga on tour, they could go travel, they can go the same type of shit Drake could do.
I don't really think that men really give a fuck about that as much as women do. You know,
you ain't seen them niggas knocking niggas over in the club, I mean, girls over in the club to hang out with the guys.
No, I understand that part.
The guys care, too.
But I mean, like, men are, men have emotions, though. Men have emotions.
Ego is the word.
No. What I'm saying is men have emotions and they're going to have emotions with their girl. Now, that if they're messing with somebody who got this money and they can do this X, Y, and Z for them, that don't take away from what you did for that man in the past, or how you held him down, or how he feel about you. Because he probably love the fuck out you and then be with this girl and she's doing all this other shit. But to him, that don't mean shit to him, because he just want to fuck and he love you. With us, on the other hand, it's easy for us to fall in love with a nigga who is doing the shit.
Because it's emotional attachment when it comes to the females a lot of times.
Yeah, but not even with the dick, though, but with the lifestyle, with the bags, with the trips, with the way the shit looks. So it'll be easier for Drake to take somebody's woman because he can offer that. So I think that that's what makes a man get in his own head, because he's like, well, shit, he could probably take my girl because he can give her the shit that I can't.
But that's why you should be such a good dude to your girl that Drake's not going to take your girl, because you're going to be many of the girls for Drake, but you really, your man's only girl.
Man, you could be the best dude in the world. If she want to go with Drake, that's what she going to do.
But if everybody would sign forever, up to go though? Be with Drake and be one of Drake's bitches if you got a really good man at home. Everybody's not down for that.
Man, sometimes being Drake will trump all that good nigga shit.
Does everybody really like Drake?
A woman that really likes Drake, yes, she leaving for Drake.
A
guy that really likes SZA, yes.
Well, we keep saying
we
Drake.
Talking about somebody that really likes Drake.
I mean, do you guys really like Drake? Would you leave your man for Drake? I mean, I like Drake as an artist. I like him as an artist. Right. So
I'm gonna. I mean, but if we're nice talking Brent Fayez, Drake is watching. I love Drake.
I'm fucking crying.
I
what did he say? He gives Chanel like a hug. I love Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
Thanks, Drake.
Okay, Drake ain't taking my bitch.
Thank
I fuck
baby.
Better than him.
Kendall is Drake. Hold on, Pablo. Look.
I can't do it.
What he say?
What,
money doing, what does that mean? I'm good. I'm gonna pass.
You gonna pass on Drake?
Drake, like she said, if you got a real good man at home, Drake's not taking.
Man, Drake is so petty. He might see this shit and actually slide y'all.
And I'm hoping he does.
I said nothing but nice
things about Drake.
Just don't
and
test
I'm single.
Just don't test
so
me.
My man don't have to worry.
Don't test me. Just don't test me, please. I don't want to be. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to be put in that.
And I love him.
I don't want
a lot.
That's when he coming for
I
you.
I love him.
I don't want to
post our pictures on the gram today.
I don't want to be. What's the enticed? Don't entice me.
Nah, he's gonna entice. He's gonna seduce you.
Cause you a go.
Drake is gonna show up and show out. Do you hear what he be saying?
Yes, JoJo, you going for Drake? Same way I'm going for SZA. Yes.
I don't know about the having sex part. I don't know. Actually, listen. One thing.
Maybe not even Drake. What about is just whoever?
I already said Brent Fayez.
Oh, you're going for him.
He don't have to say shit. He ain't got to say a fucking word.
He's gonna mumble.
Nothing.
He ain't got to do that. He just got to.
Wait, who did y'all say?
She said Brent Fayez. Is that
Brent Fayez.
Who is?
You don't know Brent Fayez?
Yeah, you heard Brent Fayez.
I've had to.
He came up here for an interview, and I interviewed him by myself, and I had to just.
She said, "I'm going. No worries.
Keep it cool."
Nah, they did about
nothing. Nothing happened.
Them cameras wasn't there.
Kodak, I asked him numerous times, like, "Can I slide in his DMs? Can I slide in his DMs? Can I slide in his DMs?
I forgot.
Put your pussy in a box."
Oh, yeah. Be a professional.
He said, put your pussy in a box. I'm like, I bet.
Damn, right, like, that pussy was on the loose.
That should be, look, bro, like, it's just because I do this shit for a profession don't mean, just like in a relationship, that don't mean that shit go away. Hell, interview the top of the top. Like, shit, Drake will be here in July. Who's to say if he bring his ass up in here?
Oh, he definitely about to be around some people that we know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Drake.
Absolutely.
She's
ready. Yes.
Yeah, I'm very much so aware.
What it is? That concert on the weekend too? Yeah, he might be there the whole weekend. But I have a question for y'all. Everybody. Oh, my bad.
There she go.
Everybody. Say you got pulled over. Are y'all ever willing to, like, an officer was attractive. Are y'all ever willing to
I'm not fucking to get out the ticket.
To get out the ticket.
No. I'm not.
I'm saying
they might. Look. Look.
We was looking like
she
that.
Like, well, if I didn't have to go through what I just told JoJo, hell yeah.
Right. I was just thinking that,
girl.
I'm like,
what?
She just had some shit go on, like some shit that took place, and she over it. And if she had an opportunity to fuck a police officer or a judge to get out that shit, she would
definitely would fuck the judge.
Yes. Oh, you fucking the judge? Get the judge. The charges dropped?
Fuck yeah, would fuck the judge to get them. Do you know what the charges are?
Right.
So me personally, I can't see myself doing that because, like, I already feel like the police, they take their power to a whole nother level, yeah. And I will feel like I will be belittling myself by doing that. But if he pulled me over and he like give me like a little warning or something and he look good, I would like to like do some crazy shit and like can you get that door? And like do some crazy shit and like do something in the back of the car or some wild shit like that. But
see, I don't fuck with the police, so I might flash the police or something light, but
yo ass to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So flash him?
Yeah, that like what's it called? It's a law. Like
is
if you
it?
Yeah, there was I seen that. This
bribery is a law.
No.
Showing well,
that's yeah, bribery is like a that's a yeah, like you or public indecency or something. Yeah, that they will get your ass if they not on that and you on that, they going to be like, "Bitch, what? I'm finna lock your stupid ass up."
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, good thing but, I could be like, it slipped.
But you know, a lot of cops do have that power complex thing going on where they do like shit. That do turn them on, like being dominant in sex.
No, that's yeah. That's in like a lot of, in a lot of situations.
I don't fuck with the police.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to get out of a ticket, like, give me my fucking ticket, nigga, because yeah. Your ass is on some bullshit. Because the only
the
reason why you pull
the one with the real power, the cop is going to just write that ticket, right. But it's up to the judge.
I would love
we
to
didn't
have
get those type of charges.
Wait, what happened? He needs a microphone.
I don't need the DA.
Say that again.
I said, you got to screw the DA.
And I said,
you really
call
shots in the courtroom.
That's what I was.
The judge just made the final decision.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I would, because I watch, I don't know if you guys watch these shows, but I watch Ghost, I watch BMF, I watch You. And in these shows, it's like, and I watch Mayor of Kingstown. And it's like, it's so political. All these top tier people, like in the courtroom or in the police stations and shit, like they call the shots. I would love to meet somebody in those areas. Like, I would love to meet one of those top people. Because women, it's nothing to, like, it's crazy because with a vagina, we could do anything or make y'all niggas do anything if you got some good vagina. I'm talking about anything.
But you got to do it, like, right after they get the vagina. You can't wait because the
that's the thing. You got to be, you got to have it. Like, you got to,
yeah.
If you know what you're doing.
Oh, and that pussy got some power.
Yeah, like, and it's not just about the pussy, it's about the whole experience, like how you make a man feel, like you make him feel like nobody else has made him feel before. And even if he felt it before, he don't even fucking remember it when he with you. Women can do that. That's why I'm scared of women, because women are some very powerful people. They can seduce the shit out of a nigga.
I think so.
It's true.
I mean, like she said, man, if you got it, you can get anything about
yeah, hell
anything.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Any scared bitch. Of yourself? You got the same type of juice?
Yeah, that's why I leave people niggas alone. Cause I only want him
she
for
didn't even say her own. She just
yeah, I leave other people niggas alone. Cause I'm not even trying to take him from you, shorty. I really not. I'm just trying to, you know, whatever, and then be about my way. That's his ass.
Got you.
Oh, that's right, JoJo.
All right, I got a question for the ladies. JoJo, you got anything toxic you want to get off your chest?
No, I think I've been very toxic this entire conversation.
No. Well, new JoJo needs to be less toxic, so yes, you probably reached your toxic quota. But I got a question. I got a question for the women, right? Are y'all single? First of all,
yes.
All right. So, would you rather have a man to yourself that make $80,000 or share a man that make like $400,000?
I want my own man.
Yeah. Why I gotta share?
So sure. Is it like proven fact, like 100% the man with $80,000 is my man only?
That's your man.
He's
your
not
man.
Gonna mess with nobody but me.
And that's still above average.
But he's my man right. Only.
$80,000 is a lot.
We'll make $80,000
is some. Yeah, we'll make some right. Money.
We'll
like $80,000 is decent. I'm very super fucking selfish. I want my man to
yeah.
My
yeah.
Yeah, I want my man to myself.
Because like you said, we can always
we
make
can make
more
some
money.
More money. But yeah. I'm not about to be sharing with all these bitches.
Right. And it's
if
like,
I
how
gotta
many?
Share with a bunch of girls, it's gonna just be for the money.
Well, right. Would you? Well, What about, like, are you willing to be a side chick? Like, are you down to be a side chick to a nigga who got a, I ain't gonna say wife because that's too far, but got a girlfriend and he makes, what'd you say, how much?
400K.
Like, not your, that's not just your main nigga.
You walk in knowing that what the situation is.
Yeah.
So I'm still getting taken care of though?
Yeah, you a side chick. Like,
yeah, who cares about being a side chick? That's her man, her problem. I'm just here for the fun.
Sister wife.
Okay, so I'm bisexual and I'm more into women than men, so sister wife me all day.
So yeah.
I'd rather find me a girlfriend and we go find us a cool dude.
Oh, so y'all into the poly thing.
I like women, so I would love to have my own woman, and then we could find a man, because I like men, too.
See, it's better to do it that way.
Yeah,
than
it's
have a
like
man
I got a nice-looking girl.
I think so, too.
And that we add.
Yeah, start with the woman.
Yeah, because, but the thing is, we can be poly or whatever. He's still going to be cheating.
Yeah, facts. Right.
So
right.
But we're not going to care, because we really date. Mm-hmm. He just here for whatever we want.
For the dick.
For inclusion that y'all need him for.
And some money.
Right.
So are poly relationships like, do they need to be poly on both sides or like one side of poly shit?
What do you mean?
Like if you were a dude and he has multiple chicks, but he doesn't let you have like other guys.
Well, that's not really poly.
It's not poly. I'm the nigga. You're my girl. You're my girl. That's just what it is.
And that sounds like open relationship.
Yeah, that's open relationship. Like,
but that's how the dudes want the poly to be. They're controlling. They want to have all the women. You better not date no other men.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
I think that
it's not fair because I don't think most women would want to date other men, if you're really being honest.
Yeah.
So when you come in the room, putting your foot down, talking about you can't, that's a problem.
Microphone.
Say that again.
I said what she's saying sound like the Fred O'Bain situation. The two girls found a dude.
Mm. And had a baby.
And had the baby.
I think that like the poly thing, I agree. Like I think it'll go better that way if the two women approach a man. Yeah. But I also feel like that's something that you have to disclose when you guys are dating. Because right here, right now, like if I'm talking to a dude and I'm in a relationship and I love him.
Yeah, it's different.
I'm not going to be able to change that and bring in other people into the relationship because now I already put all my love into you. So now if I even see you around a bitch, I'm gone. It's over with for both of y'all.
Damn,
like, just like that.
Right.
Yeah, because you should have said that from the beginning. Now I'm in a relationship with you for X amount of years and whole time you really want to be with other women.
But don't shoot the messenger, say that. But I think most women are in poly relationships and they don't know it.
Right. Well, like she said, they still
cheating. These girls are sharing their man and they don't have a clue. Yeah. So you might as well be poly, sister girl, because you got the sister girl. There's somebody out there sharing your man.
Already.
Yeah,
these
true.
Men don't want to be with one woman.
I agree with that because they don't say nothing.
They want to lie and play the role. And
if you tell me that
weak,
from the beginning, it's
you
like,
should
okay.
be able to. But they know if they said that, who's really going to be with them?
Right.
So if you're in a relationship with someone and you realize that they are fucking around with other women, what do you do? Do you just accept it or do you go to somebody else? Because you just said all men aren't like that, but if you're talking to somebody and you really love him and he's out here fucking around, like, do you be like, okay, I agree. Okay, I accept the fact that you want to be with other women, or do you just be like, no, fuck you, and then go do the same thing with a whole nother nigga?
I feel like that's a you decision, because
I'm asking you.
Well, me personally, I've been single 4 years because I'm not gonna let nobody just be cheating on me and playing in my face, because I'm crazy and I know I'm crazy. So when you get caught cheating, I'm finna fight you. I might hurt you. I don't know what might happen. I might hurt myself. We might all be hurt. I don't know.
Facts.
So I'm gonna just not date.
I feel that.
Because if I have to share my man, I don't want to like hear said, all that, because they don't want to just, oh, you're sharing me, I'm going to let you do you.
Right.
They want to police you.
Police
I'm not with
you.
All that handcuffing.
That's what they
you
want to do.
You want to cuff me, I'm not going to be on that with you.
At
you want to go out, have fun. But when I go out, don't be calling my phone, blowing me up.
Yeah.
Don't be FaceTiming.
But it's never like that.
None of that.
That's what I was saying. Like men have emotions. Like they have emotions. And they just express their emotions in a different way. Men are like, just like how we say, oh, I say I'm territorial, like I am, but men feel the same way. They are very territorial, like to their girl. They don't want no man to touch their girl. Like,
but imagine you're touching every other girl you meet.
Yeah, but see, in his
mind,
it's normal.
You don't want nobody to do nothing with your girl, but you're messing around with
everybody. In his mind, he's supposed to be doing that. He's a man. He can do that. That's what he does. That's what he's here for.
But it's like, how do you know? Just like JoJo said, sex is not a big deal to her. It's not a big deal to me either. So how is it not natural for me?
You know, it's
how
crazy.
How do they make prostitutes? How do they have promiscuous girls? How do they have sluts?
How do they make prostitutes?
Listen, this
because
is...
Because these women are not tripping about sex. And they, then... That's something guys made up.
I don't know. Yeah. Be the same
guys
way
said, sex is a big deal for women. How can you... You can't be spiritual because you want to have sex with people?
Listen, I know that I sometimes...
It's called a free spirit. Right. You don't know
that's
about
it.
A free spirit?
That's it. Right. That's what they call it. They're, if I say free spirit, if I hear a girl say she's free spirited...
She a hoe?
What?
But y'all be hoes too.
Right.
Well, I don't think that that's fair for you to put that title on a woman, calling her a hoe because she wants to have sex with whoever she wants to have sex with. Now, I'm not saying that's not a hoe.
How is it a hoe? Why did y'all make sex so shameful?
Where is...
It's not shameful. Who? No.
Y'all make it so shameful.
It's what you look at. Are you upset at the word hoe?
No.
We're upset at the fact that you're trying to say...
I don't have a problem with hoes.
Listen, let me get it out.
My bad.
We're upset at the fact that you're trying to say that women should have a limit on how many people they have sex with.
I never said that.
We're just saying men in general.
So what makes a hoe then?
A hoe is... You know what a hoe is.
Well, you just said... We just said free spirit. You said hoe. So what's a hoe?
You said hoes can't be spiritual.
What's the definition of a hoe?
Definition of somebody who goes around fucking a lot of people.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like... And don't get paid.
I'm sluts.
Because the whore and the whore are two different things.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Pastor Pablo.
Because I'm still trying to figure out this whole thing. You're saying that she's a hoe because she has sex with a lot of people.
A lot of people.
What's a lot of people?
Yes. It depends. Like, if you over the course of... I seen a woman take 11 bodies in one night. She was a hoe. And she didn't get paid.
Well.
You didn't have to add that.
Okay, yeah, hold on.
Crazy.
Okay.
That's okay.
Oh, so now y'all know.
Right. Okay, hold on.
No. But
wait, hold on.
Exactly.
Cause let me go back because I'm not gonna sit here and call this girl a hoe, even though what she did was frowned upon.
Okay, let's say
that was definitely frowned upon.
Cause hold
but
on,
how do you
thing.
Know that like people have different sexual preferences, and just because she wants to have 11 dicks at once, like, that might just be her preference. Like,
because maybe the 10 niggas didn't make her come.
Oh, like the other guy from the beginning.
Maybe.
Right.
Because a lot of these niggas, they be fucking, but they not making nobody come.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Let's just be honest. They have
sex. She might
have
needed a lot to get the job done.
Bro, they have fucking sex clubs.
She probably wasn't done.
They have, like, sex clubs and shit like that. People have... sex
and it be going
fetishes. Yes. Like they have different things that they like sexually. So I just personally think that if you're bashing someone, I feel like that should go for anything. I'm not saying you.
Oh, shit.
Shut up. I'm saying like if someone has a sexual preference for anything except for I do not agree with if you like to have sex with underage people.
Kids,
besides
like
that shit,
go to hell then.
Besides that shit. I don't think anybody should be bashed about how they want to have sex because that's their choice. If they want to do that, stop sex bashing people. If she want to have sex with 11 people, that's her preference. Like, we don't know what the hell she's going through. You got people that's in here fucking feet and fucking titties and
all kinds
ear
of
holes and shit.
Girls that bash girls get paid for.
Hold on.
Oh, that's true too.
Say
the girls that get multiple dicks in them for free is the same girls that be like, oh, she's a whore. She's
getting paid
for.
Who gives a fuck about these people calling you a whore?
Because he has made a point. I'm gonna tell you why that's important. Yeah. Because those people will want that lifestyle, but look down at the people that are actually doing that shit
and get paid.
Do they say it publicly? You're saying like they talk about it publicly?
You can look up.
Okay, hold on.
You can look up some of these people old tweets talking about how they hate OnlyFans girls. They think OnlyFans girls are hoes or whatever. They will have an OnlyFans account in their bio. Like, they come from 2020.
Yep.
These motherfuckers was talking shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like, now they joined the club.
Yeah.
So, I think that, like, society is what's making people feel like the shit is wrong. Like, think about it. Men call women hoes all the time. Right. So, a woman gonna call a woman a hoe. Because that's just what society is making it to be. Like, but... If that's what the fuck they want to do, that's what the fuck they want to do. Now, I would sit here and lie and say that when OnlyFans came out and I seen certain people on OnlyFans, I'm not going to say, like, I called them a hoe because I don't say hoe. Hoe isn't in my vocabulary when I'm speaking on women. But this was when it first came out. Like, I done matured. But it did make me feel some type of way. And not because like I was a hater or anything, but I just didn't, at that time, I didn't like how, I don't like when we're like sexualized, us as women, like we're just like a, we're, I feel like we're more than just a sex symbol. So when I feel like someone at that time, they wanted to go on OnlyFans and make money because of their fucking or because of their ass or because of their titties, I just felt like, well, damn, like we're, as a gender, we're more than just that. And knowing that they got these horny ass niggas out here that's just fiending and waiting to see some shit, it's just like, it just disgusted me at that time. You know, but as time went on, it's like I realized that sex and porn or OnlyFans or whatever is an art, you know, and it's like, so it's like, it's, and we need people to make art. And it's not these other horn dogs' fault that they got what they, to make this art. You know, they're just fucking horn dogs. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like everybody has a job to do. Like, everybody has a job, and there are people, like, I mean, I've had people write me saying, like, oh, you've helped me in the bedroom, like, women, you've helped me do this. So it's like, it could be, you know, helping someone, like, sexually.
No, that's true.
You know, it's...
It's different industries for
everything. Right, right. It's different stuff for everything. It's like, somebody has to do it.
No, but that's true.
I hate when I see, like, dudes be on, like, on the girls' comments, like, oh, well, what else can you do?
Right, and it's like, you don't like even know
you
me.
You don't go to LeBron James shit and ask him if he can do trigonometry.
Right.
But I think that goes back to what you said. They be mad.
They be
These
mad.
These people are mad that they, most people want to do OnlyFans. Most people want to have porn. That's why people record themselves having sex on their phone.
Didn't I just say this to you?
Everybody be recording themselves having sex on their phone.
Because I know I got my video.
So, but everybody don't have the courage to drop that shit
respect,
on the internet.
And I respect
get your
that,
money.
Though.
Or the sex appeal.
But I
or the sex or the appeal. Sex
and
appeal.
I respect that. Like, I respect the women who have enough confidence in themselves to do that. Me, I just don't. I don't have... Like, I don't have that confidence in myself to just drop it on the internet. Like, I care too much about what people say. Like, comment, even
right.
if
That's
I just,
one
like,
thing
a,
you gotta let
like
go
a clip
of.
That goes viral on social media. We got clips that's going viral on social media, and they're fucking dragging me in the comments. And back in the day, it used to affect me. Even, like, as a kid, like, when people would say stuff about me or whatever, I used to want to run away from school. Like, I used to not want to go to school. Like, I used to not want to, like, deal with shit head on. That's just how I grew up until I started just being ass. So
do you think the bullies that you have early in your life affect you like longer than anything else?
I think so because I kind of like put that off on my daughter. Like now if there's somebody that's talking shit about her or something, like now I'm ready to go to the school and beat this little kid ass.
Because I'm 32 and I still remember like the people from elementary.
Me too.
Yeah, that shit is traumatizing as fuck.
Me too.
It's just bullying in general. It's bullying has always been bullying. It doesn't matter the type of bullying. People are going to say what they're going to say and they're always going to say it. That's why it doesn't fucking matter. But the thing about people do want to start on. I wish I could start a fucking OnlyFans.
Yo, Bullets fans are you not, ain't it?
Huh?
Yo, Bullets fans now, ain't it?
Yeah.
You seen
that
what happened with Michael
part.
B. Jordan?
Yeah,
the
I seen
same,
that.
It's the same thing, bro. I got people, I didn't really have bullets because I used to just roast in school. So that was like my little thing, like, and to keep bullets away from me. That used to bother me,
Where
though.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Macon. So I had people that bothered me down there, you know what I'm saying? And like, let's just say, like, how to put it, like, see, me and my brother like that, we didn't really have the richest mom in the world. So like a lot of times, like I'll just keep my shoes clean and then find a little scratch on my shoes or something like that. But like, I always like notate, I was like, I wonder where he gonna be at like 10 years from now or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And them same people, bro, they in my DM like, hey bro, put me on that OnlyFans, bro. Who that girl you just shot with? Boy, what's that? Boom, boom. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they always
to forget shit like
no,
that.
No, it always comes around full circle. But that goes back to what I asked you like an episode, I think two episodes ago, where I was like, do you still, to this day right here, do you still fault people who used to bully you or fuck you over in high school? Do you still fuck them?
I still don't like
today?
You.
Because there are some...
Like, do you still hate them? Like, they...
Not, it's not hate because I feel like when you hate something, you wake up, think about, oh, I just can't stand...
Are you good on them?
I am good because...
Even if they were 16, 17 at the time, you know, you did some shit that you didn't mean to do.
I was the same age and I knew you're not supposed to treat people like that.
But well, we're not going to act like you haven't done anything to somebody before.
And I stand on everything I did.
Well, see, I just ran into my first bully the other day.
Like, you ran into him?
Her, a couple months ago.
So this was bullying when you was a kid?
When I was a kid, when I was in middle school. And I ran into her at the at an audition. And she seen me and my mom and ran up and hugged me. And I was thinking, wasn't you slapping on me? But she hugging me. We rocked with the hug. And I was just like...
Oh, that was a big hug.
So I just think that...
Hugged my mom.
Sometimes...
The rock.
People just don't...
That's what I said, the rock.
They don't think... They don't think... They don't think that something that they did when they were 16, 17 will still affect you 30, 31, 32.
Because it didn't happen to them.
I know, but I'm just going to personally say there are some people that's in my past. I don't hold grudges, so if I see them or whatever, I will say, hey, but I'll still be like, the same way you was
that's
thinking.
That's how I feel. I definitely didn't forget, and it's definitely like, but now you want to be cool, what, because I'm an it girl?
No, just keep them at a distance, you know.
That's the thing, because they want to be buddy-buddy now.
But the good thing is that they be in your DMs giving you praise.
They need to have some motion for me to actually fuck with you from all that.
I'm not even going to fuck with you if you got motion. Fuck your motion.
I need to get paid.
I don't care about your motion.
Yeah, I don't know if I would care about the motion.
I don't fuck about no motion.
You probably still that same person. So if the opportunity presents itself, it'll be somewhere weird.
I just don't want somebody to judge me based off of something that I did when I was 16, 17 years old.
See, we ain't in school no more. I can beat you now.
Hello?
Yeah,
but you going to jail.
do you get friends second chances?
Yeah,
like
your friend.
Like if you fall out with one of your homegirls, one of your homeboys, and... some time passed and they come back around.
Well, it just depends on how y'all fell out. Like, what y'all fall out for? Like, if we fell out because you didn't come to my birthday dinner, then yeah, I'll give you another chance. But if we fell out because you fucked my nigga, like, hell no.
Man, I had a falling out with a friend. She went and recorded my whole OnlyFans feed and sent it to my mom. And like,
that was a friend?
That's what I'm saying. It's not a friend. It's unforgivable. It's like, I'm never going
to
talk to you again.
You know, that friend word, we use that
too loose
because
but it was someone like
you
I grew
have
up with.
People still, like, you know what I'm saying? You have right. people that, you know, people say all the time, like, your closest friend be your fucking enemy. Like,
yeah, you never know who's,
and
like, running
people
with you.
People be, you know, hating. And I'm not saying that this person was a hater, but I just had to recently cut off one of my good friends because the energy was just... off with
weird.
Us and I would see videos of us hanging out like videos of, you know, the whole thing, and you would just see her in the video like mugging or
stuff like, that.
Like just doing
crazy.
Little things
yeah,
like that,
stuff like that
and it happened like a couple times, and I try to bring her around and be like, you know,
yeah,
I didn't, but the
like
thing
that.
is we didn't talk about it. And we do have a mutual friend, and the mutual friend wants us to talk about it. But it's like, at this point, I don't feel like there's anything to talk about. I just stopped talking to her. I didn't tell her why. I didn't tell her anything. Like, it was like after my birthday, and she came celebrating my birthday. That was it.
Your past birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
And that was it. It was like nothing else. I didn't call her, text her, nothing, like, at all. And I don't feel like it. I feel like if there's somebody that's in your circle that you're not fucking with, I don't feel like you owe anybody an explanation on why you don't want to deal with them anymore. I just feel like if that's what you want to do and you want to protect your peace, you want to protect your energy, then you have all the right to do so. You don't have to explain yourself to nobody. And that goes for relationships with a man, too. When you say, oh, she ghosted me. Yeah, she ghosted you because she'd already been told numerous times.
Ghosting, whack.
But it's not, though, because
she done already told
you don't want to deal with them anymore. They try to give you a reason to still deal with them.
Yeah, you don't want
to
hear the reason.
They respect your boundaries.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
Like, I don't want to deal with you anymore because of X, Y, and Z. They're going to find some reason.
I don't think that's ghosting.
But I'm saying this is why you should ghost.
No, I don't. What I'm saying is,
let her finish. They try to find a reason for you. Like, I just went through this morning, actually. I was ghosting this dude, right? Because he's been telling me he wants, like, a life with me and all this stuff with me. X, Y, and Z just selling me the dream, right?
Mm.
He told me, like, 2 days before, he just made like $9,000 in one day, right? Uh-huh. Okay. 2 days later, some real shit happened with me. Some super real life shit. And I called him needing help. And it's like, if you really want to have a life with me, you should be able to help, right? Even if you can't help completely, you should be able to have some kind of help, you know? You just made $9,000 just 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Out of nowhere, right. You volunteered that information. I never asked. So I wasn't like, oh, I need my nails done or my hair done. Something really important happened and came up randomly. And it's like, well, if this is supposed to be a guy who wants to be like my man, and once X, Y, and Z, he should be able to help, right? He didn't help, and I stopped talking to him right after. So he's been hitting me up. It's been like probably like a week, almost 2 weeks. So today I finally responded, and I told him, you couldn't help me in a really serious time. You're not the man I'm interested in. Yeah. He had a million reasons. But okay, if you don't want to believe me, okay, okay. But it was never just like, I respect that. He don't respect it.
No,
so
that's
I should have just kept ignoring him.
That's why she said like the boundaries part. But I get what you're saying, because if I'm talking to someone and they just go ghost, that shit is going to piss me off. But at the end of the day, it ain't nothing I could do to make this man you're talk right. to me, right? But if I go out with this man, and there was something like this is maybe the second date or whatever, and there was something about him that I just didn't like his energy. Like I feel energy like instantly. Yeah. So if my energy is just off, then yeah, I might just ghost you, and I'm not gonna tell you why, because I don't want to hear what the fuck you gotta say. I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you saying, well, what was the problem and this and this. Even though it's like people can say, oh, well, maybe you should tell him what the problem is because maybe he can fix it. I'm not a fucking therapist.
Listen, I agree with
you. I can't help you.
I agree with what you're saying. And I'm not going to, if somebody, just let me know I fucked up, because I'm not, because if it's something that's just how I am.
Well, you just know that you fucked up when she don't respond.
You're right. You do. But it's
you just know.
Depending on the circumstances, you know if you fucked up.
Nah, it's the closure you're looking for.
But yes, closure. But sometimes it could be a situation to where sometimes you're the rebound person. And that person, whoever they was fucking with, just came back.
That's true, too.
Okay, yeah. That does happen, too.
That's like 79% of it.
That's really it.
Because literally all these niggas 79%. That I done talked to have all been fucking rebounds. And it's always that one nigga that I just be like, yeah, my nigga acting right now this season. So I'll see you next season.
And I had a girl actually present that to me. Like, she told me what was going on. She's like, I'm talking to my dude. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't want to be a part of this.
And seeing that's your choice.
I don't want to be hurting people's feelings either. Like, I'm trying
cool
to get...
It's kind of like short-term fun.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get into this space to where I'm like,
to be locked in.
No, not that. I just want to be strong enough to say, fuck anything y'all got going on. Everybody, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to demand what I'm going to demand. But I'm just too, like, timid to do so. Like, if I'm fucking with a nigga, I want to tell him straight up, look, I got this going on over here. We can hang out. Like, if you can't do X, Y, Z for me right here, right now, because that's what I'm looking for right now, because I'm in a space with this nigga, then I don't really think we should hang out. We should kick it. And it's hard to have those conversations with some guys because I don't like people to look at me a certain way or to be like, oh, she's a gold digger, or she's a hoe, or she's whatever the case, however they may feel about me. I don't be wanting them to put that title on my name. So I be trying to protect that at all costs. Meanwhile, you got these bitches over here that's telling a nigga straight up, look, you can't even fuck with me unless you give me 5 bands, nigga. And they gon' fucking do it.
No, I was just saying that it's a lot of cases where a girl like this dude, and he ain't doing shit for him, but she getting money out of the dude that really like her. And he doing all the shit for her. But she only like the broke nigga for real. You know what I'm saying? Or not even the broke nigga, just the one that's not really good for her. She, you know what I'm saying? We always like what not good for us. You know right. what I'm saying? We always want what's not good for us. But what's right there in front of us is screaming, hey, me. I can do all this for you. I can do all this. Well, he's too nice. He's too sweet. Like, he's a pushover. I don't want to deal with him. I can get anything I want out of him. You know what I'm saying? It got to be a balance with the guys in between. Like, okay, do what you need to do for your girl. But at the same time, you need some sternness about your shit. Hey, tell her ass no sometime, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They afraid to say no.
Like, they afraid to say no. That. Especially if they feel deep down that they want to say no and they just don't say it because they scared what she going to think, I think that's pussy. Tell her no if you feel no.
If you want to say no, say no. But say don't no. say no because you want to prove a point.
Yeah, nah, not saying that. But a lot of dudes be deep down and like, oh, I don't want to do it, but fuck me. Man, nigga, say no, bro.
Because if you feel like
you can't do it,
if you feel like you about to lose her, if you say no, you gonna lose her.
They're gonna lose their home, house, and everything.
Eventually, you ask for something that you're not gonna be able to do.
Yeah,
physically, like it's out of your realm of your possibilities, and she gonna leave. You really just stretching it out. Somebody asked me
one more little thing. She out of the door. Like one little small little thing. You don't give. Hey, he didn't give me what I wanted.
You don't get a McDonald's on the way home. One day it's over.
I just know that it's over for anybody when I finally get that in myself to be like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all. Y'all can say whatever. Cause I'm gonna be.
So what a man is able to provide for you, does that factor in how much you like?
No. I don't. Well, does it factor in how much you like him?
Yes,
it does factor into that. I don't think that has to
be. That's not the sole thing.
The only thing. No, you know what the sole thing for me is.
You gotta support you.
No. You know.
How she knows? Oh, you know what? It's dick.
Yes.
And then women with kids too.
That's number one.
Like that's another thing. Like women with kids, like so. My thing is like, let's say it's a girl got kids and all that. It take a step to even get to the kids unless you've been knowing her since she had a kid for real. Yeah. But like let's say if a woman like meeting a guy and getting to know him and stuff like that, then it's gonna take a second for her to even get to that point with him. So I feel like dudes that's okay, if they feel like the way to a woman's heart is just going in their pocket, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's the motion.
No, I talked to a guy. All he did was
buy me
shit.
Some guys think that too, though. They think, hey, she'll like me if I just.
No, I talked to a guy like that. He was sweet, though. But he was buying me all types of shit, like buying me all types of shit. And every time I opened my eyes, it was a new gift or food or it was always something. And it kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. Because I felt like he was trying to buy me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I never really gave him an opportunity to really get my heart because I was dealing with a whole nother nigga that had my heart. So he was just there.
He was a stopgap.
Yeah, but now I can't even.
The bridge cube.
I wish I can find this man.
I was about to say shit.
Cause these rappers DM y'all
no,
like how
it
much
has
you want.
Nothing, but it had nothing to do with just the gifts and stuff. He was a nice guy. He was genuine. Like he really cared about how my day was and how to make my days better. Like he really genuinely cared.
So
he stayed
like
home.
He
I definitely lost out on that nigga.
But you in that time of your life, that was what you were looking for, probably was.
No, because I was in and out of relationship with somebody else, and then now it's like fuck. And I think maybe like 4 or 5 months ago, I tried to reach out to him. I did.
He married and everything.
He probably is. He was on that track. He probably definitely married. But so, it was like 2 years ago. I'm so sad.
Womp, womp, womp. Too bad, nigga. anyway, my last question. Ladies, is it a turnoff if a guy uses a Groupon on a date?
I'm going past it.
Wait.
Where is the date?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think so. I need a man that's going to save all his bread as much as he can.
Like, in one way, I like that. But then, like, at the same
first
time.
Right. Is it the first date?
Yeah.
What date is it?
It's the first date. That shows that he knows how to manage.
You know,
where are we at?
Wait.
What's the Groupon for?
Massage. I was going to say, I just went to a date for a massage. I just went for a date for a massage, and he used a Groupon. I can't get mad. I didn't have to pay for shit. Like, that's not my money. Like, who am I to be upset
about
how you saving your money?
I would use the Groupon for my massage, too.
So
I'm not mad.
But I don't think that would be a first date. A massage wouldn't really be a first date.
Right, it wouldn't be.
I don't think so. What type of date is that? Because if I'm quiet, massage, and we're not talking,
that's not a date.
It's not a date.
Well, that's like a part of the date. Like, that's like, you know, you can get a massage. Like, you go get something to eat, and then you can go get a massage. Or you can go. Massage is so. I love massage. I want to be a massage. I want to be a massage.
He better discreetly use that motherfucker.
Yeah, do it before we get there.
Don't do it in front of me.
Right. Do it before you
get there. You don't got no player. You're not a player.
Close your eyes real quick.
No, but it's like
no. You should have that before you even get to me.
You better figure it out
because the day should be planned already.
If it's not already my man, like our first date, you gotta use the Groupon.
Yeah,
we didn't
I don't
need
like
to
that.
Go on the date.
I just don't think that it matters.
You just being fiscally responsible.
But what
do
kind
it before
of date
you get
is
to
it?
Me. Right, where's the date? Where are we going?
I said yeah, steak market. You go to steak market.
They
you
got need, Groupon for food?
I don't know.
Probably
shit.
Not.
I don't
but shit, you're going to need one going in motherfucking steak market. One steak
look,
is like $400.
I look at the menu before we go anywhere.
You're not going to steak market, babe.
I've seen the menu.
Oh, yeah. You're not going in there.
Shit. $200 for the little bitty motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's,
I
it's,
see why you and Shump think a date $500.
Yeah, because it's expensive to fucking date here in fucking Atlanta.
Average date? Shit.
$200, $300.
Yeah.
I was about to say with the drinks.
Whoa.
Yeah, they do.
You're talking about like a whole night?
Yeah, the whole night.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's going to be more than probably about five. I'm talking about
now
dinner.
You say five.
No, Y'all was talking about
five for dinner. Right, exactly.
He wasn't on $500 a day.
Y'all was talking about $500 for dinner.
No, we said $500 date. We said date. We didn't say fucking
said
dinner.
That's not it.
Yeah, it's like $500. It's probably more than that. It's probably more than that because niggas for dates, they take, we going outside. We going outside for a date. Like, right. this is Atlanta. We're going to get some food. We're going to go to a lounge. We're going to get bottles. We're going to get hookah. Like, no, we might go to the after. Oh. Yeah, that's why the bitches that you want is not dating you.
Yeah, I'm not single.
I thought you was just single.
Huh?
Right, I'm confused.
I told you my change. What I said, what time
the females that you like, you're not dating them because you're not going on those $500 dates.
First of all, I don't like going out there, so I am dating females I like. I like homebodies. So that's,
to not
that's
go a, nowhere,
Kodak,
but she
so,
just
you,
wasn't
Kodak
really
full
like outside. Outside.
She, no.
Kodak,
no,
you're
no,
full
no.
of shit. You're
Anything
full of shit.
Outside is outside for me.
Thank you.
So you don't want to leave the house at all?
No. We're going outside to
yes,
eat.
Yes, he
can. She's talking about going to lounges and shit. I don't do that.
Kodak, you cap.
When you when you see me go out?
Wow.
I haven't had hookah in like 4 months.
So I'm not even saying that you cap because you don't want to go out. I'm saying that you cap because the women that you want.
I don't know.
The caliber of women that you want, you cannot have because you're not going out and spending that money on those dates, is what I'm telling you. These women that you want are not pulling up to your crib.
My dating life has been pretty successful. I don't know.
We have, you know, I know, nigga, we damn near live together. Like, we on the same, like, I see you every fucking day. I talk to you every fucking day. I know what you got going on. I know what you want. I know what you like. I know what your DMs look like.
Oh, you know what? Listen, talking about shorty. I ain't shot on her yet.
I'm not even talking about her. I'm talking about the women that you want to fucking date.
I'm not lonely at all, so.
I didn't say that you were lonely. Jesus Christ.
I just don't see a deficiency in my life in the dating pool.
No one said that. I just said that the women that you want to date.
And I'm thinking that I have the women that I want. The women that I want are with me. That's how I know I want them.
Okay.
Oh, you like who like you?
Yeah.
Period. Okay.
I don't feel like I need to convince anybody to like me.
Kodak just be lying. I hate when you get up on here and you lie, but then I get up here and tell the truth and I get drugged on social media, but you sit here and you be lying. But I know you be lying.
Not today. I'm not lying today. Are y'all good? Y'all having fun?
Yes.
Just be lying.
You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, we about to slide upon. So tell them your Instagram so they can follow you. Because apparently I be lying.
Mine is Pablo the Plug.
Lie.
It's PABLODAPLG. My Twitter is Pablo Punisher. PABLOPUNISHA.
My Instagram and my Twitter are both Kendall Dior. No numbers, no underscores, no, if you see anything else, not me. KENDALLDIOR for both my Instagram and Twitter.
So my Instagram is NaisoGlam, NAIYSOOG.
They take your shit.
But I got my real, got a new page, but I got a backup page because I have so many fakes, like so many.
So you're going to get that verified joint on your
They
IG?
Need to verify
I
me.
I see that. They trying to make you pay for it now.
Oh, it's already started?
I saw somebody
they
say
got
they
it on
start.
Facebook too now.
They need to start.
Yeah, like.
It's like, but that's not fair because you verify, but it's anybody can verify.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Like when they wrote that down on Twitter, I was thinking that
it's
too.
Like,
so
that's not really fair.
What's the point?
Like how you say it? Because they don't take your ID.
How do you know it's the real me?
Because I could make a Barack Obama page
pay
right now
and
pay for it to get verified.
They did that to Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. They did do that in fucking life.
And to LeBron.
I'm like, I know who the girl is.
That's the worst. That's the
I
worst.
Hate it.
I feel
hate
like
it.
They do that because like they see we got mutual followers. But
yeah.
I do that because I know her.
Yeah.
But they think that, I guess they don't think that far into it. They just like, oh, this person is following her, so they must like her. So let me just go talk to
them. Yeah, let me.
But imagine, I've had some people that know me still fall for it. Like, are you really that
dumb?
Yeah, get
like,
off
come
the
on,
internet.
You know me.
How do you know me and
nah,
still
that's
fall
a lot. That say a lot about them.
Yeah, or that's what I said. They just get their ass off the internet.
Because somebody hit me from like a JoJo page. JoJo, this person just asked me for
it's crazy.
$300.
And they really be on there asking for money.
I do
people.
Have a fake page that's actually asking people
you know
for money, doing A&R for people, saying like
that's still up.
Yeah,
we been trying to get a page down.
I can't
oh
find.
Yeah.
If you can find it, Sharp said that he can get it removed. Damn. He got the power to get it removed now. So if you can find it, I can't find it.
If you got a fake page, all of us have fake pages.
Yeah, but they're actually scamming people out of money. Like people that hit
that's
me up and
do.
Was like, talking about money. I'm like, bro, you see my page? I'm on my story like this on my shit, like, bro,
all the time. Yeah, it's crazy because they'll get scammed.
They just
and
hit me on
me.
Twitter telling me that, and I just feel like if you could find me after
if you
was
knew
scammed,
me already,
don't write me. You could have found me. You done got scammed.
Yeah, you done already.
You already. You didn't give me the money. They you want me to do.
Someone yeah. just wrote me and said, "Yeah, you blocked me after I just gave you money. I want it back." Like, come on, how did I block if you write
if
me
you're
here?
Writing me right now?
Like, stop.
Yeah,
it be jokes.
You. Everybody,
they write themselves.
Y'all need to go follow Kendall Pablo.
Wait, I didn't finish telling mine. She didn't finish telling mine.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Like,
I'm gonna answer that too.
So, my backup Instagram is Real Niso Glam. So, RealNiysoGlam. And my Twitter is just Niso Glam. NaiysoGlam.
Facts. Now, when is my OnlyFans dropping? Mm-hmm. Shit, man. Whenever I can figure out how I'm gonna be on there and not show nothing.
That's what everybody says. I'm not showing nothing. I'm not showing
you
my face.
You got to show something, man.
Shit, I'm showing this schmeat.
They use,
if anybody got a fat nigga fetish, hey.
Right. Hey, they call that fat boy fucking. That shit is a whole term.
Really?
Oh, fat boy fucking.
It's so many things I'm just learning about.
I got some homies I just promoted, posted. They said, hey, post this fat boy fucking. I got you.
Oh, wow.
So that's a market. JoJo?
It's a market for it.
My Instagram?
No.
Well, when she's starting OnlyFans?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm about to start this OnlyFans. If I start one before you.
I have way too many tattoos.
Bro, I told her she needs to start a feet page.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Your toes pretty?
You can't do that either.
I mean, I don't think I have pretty feet, but I definitely be having people like asking me to send them feet pics and be. I have that a lot.
As long as y'all don't trick nobody like these celebrities be doing, they get the OnlyFans.
Oh, no. You subscribe to my OnlyFans. You about to see some meat. Welcome to the meat show.
and truthfully, all my friends used to laugh at me about this shit, bro. And all of them like, hey, bro, yep. I think I might make an OnlyFans. 2-3 years later now. And guys that went, friends,
how much money?
Laughing.
How much do y'all average making off of OnlyFans?
Like a month, would you say?
All together, like sex work all together?
Yeah.
Because you know OnlyFans ain't the
you
only
do
part
meetups.
Of it. Nah, I do.
Do you do meetups? No.
I done probably one.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, for real? Okay.
Welcome
all right. This
show.
Is new.
But how much a month y'all think y'all bring in off OnlyFans?
They probably make way more than me.
No, I don't really make that much money on OnlyFans. I'm struggling on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're broke as hell.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's like, why am I still doing this?
I don't even know why I pay still live.
I don't know. I guess we'll just I'll just ask y'all when this camera's off because I need an extra income, but I can't put my booty hole on the internet.
Oh, boy. I do. I don't do that.
I think you can see mine.
See,
but
I have a kid.
I do too.
I can say this for the guys though. Like, all the guys is room though. It ain't too many guys that's doing good in this.
It's like, not.
It may be
it's
like five dudes.
Can I be my own dude?
Good.
I'm tired of the content creators.
Yeah.
Let me see the mic.
How easy is it?
I need the next dude to be my only dude. Can
do
you know working with no other girls? Just hit me up.
Do you have to make like, is it better? Like, do you make more money actually fucking or do you make like, can
it
you make the
what
same
your
amount
fans
if you
see
it
just,
depends. Because
you
got to
know what your
jealous.
Fans want to see.
Yeah,
my fans probably
see
just want to see me naked. Then like, ain't nobody ever seen me
naked.
Like, they'll just be like, oh my God, JoJo's naked.
You
feel
don't
like if
even
you know
probably
how to
have
your
to
business.
Get naked because you don't have OnlyFans. You're not a sex worker. So
right.
you probably
yeah,
could just take some
that.
Explicit pictures, right, like some lingerie
right.
pictures. You don't post like that on your regular Instagram.
At all.
You don't even probably got to get naked. They'll probably just be happy with some spicy pics because you don't post those.
A lot of girls, like the porn stars, it's a thing to shoot with multiple guys. Like a lot of porn stars hit me up all the time. They be like, hey, I'm coming to Atlanta. I got 4 shoots. I want you to be one of them, though. Be a porn star and shoot with them. But like, it's a difference. So like, say both of them, they don't really have a whole bunch of different guys on their page. So it makes their fans more closer to them. So even if they got one guy that comes on there, their fans gonna go hurry up and buy it because this is one video where they seeing. And they might probably make 10 times more than a girl just made off of the last 7 dudes that they shot with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All together with this one collab. So it's like a lot of Instagram girls, they do that. They just keep it like at a small amount of the guys. And it And it's good because the solo, they got a whole bunch of solo content and you don't drown them out. Cause what anything is in moderation, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you got a whole bunch of sex tape, that's all they want to see. Like, if they go on my page, that's all you're going to really see like that. I don't really have solos.
Yeah.
Cause I'm trying to market towards a more straight male fan base. If I was turn around showing my butt and give my butt aid and all that type of stuff, I would be able to bring in all the other fans too. And I probably have double the followers I got now. You know what I'm saying? But the
you don't girls, wanna do that.
Nah.
Yeah.
The girls, because I got a lot of rappers following me, a lot of straight dudes following me, a lot of they be hitting me up all the time. So they, I know they are comfortable with being seen following me. Because people can screenshot them. Hey, you follow Pablo. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I was doing all this weird stuff, they were like, man, you following that dude to be in, but they ain't even embarrassed to follow me.
Yeah.
So like the girls, they have to do theirs in moderation because, you know, it's a double standard with anything.
Oh, it always
so,
is.
So do y'all feel like, you feel like you have to be comfortable with the guy, or a guy has to be comfortable with what you're doing?
What do you mean?
Like when you do OnlyFans, does he have to be comfortable with that if he wants to date you?
I want him to want to do it with me.
Yeah, I want him to be comfortable. Well, he got to at least be comfortable with it.
Ain't he?
Right.
He may want to just fuck you off camera.
Well, I don't know if he's the man for me because I'm trying to maximize the income. My fans, I think they probably want to see that because I don't really do that often.
Right. He got to be willing. So to get
I'm looking. I'm actively in search for my OnlyFans boyfriend.
So I guess she would want someone.
That's gonna only be with me, and we're gonna travel the world and do it on camera.
Travel the world and do it. That sounds awesome. Yeah, that's,
we're gonna wake up and just do it. And we're gonna just do it all day everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a need for me to like, you know, want that. But if I was in a relationship, of course, yeah, I would want my guy to be comfortable with
it. Sure.
You know,
I mean, what would you,
because why not? Because it's my job.
I want you to do it with me and we're gonna just do this.
Right.
It's not like I'm gonna ask you to be okay with me doing somebody else.
Yeah, he can't make his own Twitter.
No, he can't be a content creator.
Yeah, he can't be a content creator.
He's not a content creator. Yeah, I'm the creator.
Yeah, no. He can't go that far.
I'm the creator. He doesn't need to be a creator.
He just shows up with the dick. Basically.
He's my man.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He needs to be my man, and we're
like
gonna
you said,
make
travel the world.
We're gonna travel the world, but we're gonna do it.
Twitter, the girls that put their dudes on.
It doesn't end up
how
well.
That just went.
Well, I appreciate the homies for pulling up on this another episode of Big Homies House. We got Kendall, Pablo, Nye, JoJo. You good?
This was fun.
You started how you ended it, huh?
Boy, shut up talking to me.
Get JoJo.
And we gone.